packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app. Download it from Apple, Google, from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. Devil Radio app, easy way to listen to this station. You know, Mark of the Sack spoke with a lot of passion, and we didn't get much of a chance to respond before the break, but it demands response. You know, why should these characters be able to come to him and harass him about his vote? Do you know that the original legislation that Voss tried to ram through, and finally a couple of rural Republicans said, no, our people aren't going to like it. They were going to go to people and say, did you vote for Biden? That seems unusual in this area. We just wondered if you made a mistake of some sort. That's going to scare the hell out of an 80-year-old woman who's living alone and widowed and maybe doesn't have a son or a daughter to stick up for. That's going to scare the heck out of them. That did not get included in the legislation because finally a couple of people, rural Wisconsin, said, you know, you start doing that in old age homes and assisted living, that's not going to go over real well. They didn't throw it out because they didn't want to do it. They threw it out because they thought that it might cause more problems. But they're doing the same thing. They're going to do it with poll workers. My mom was a poll worker. Her buddies were poll workers. They loved it. Got together. They made a few bucks all day long. They ran the polls. Super honest. Believe me. Some said they were Republicans. Some Democrats. You're supposed to have 50-50. Everybody got scrutinized, and it had to be according to Hoyle. Everybody. So Mark of the Sack raised a good point. Why should a guy who was convicted of bank fraud and fraud and in Mississippi, went to prison, got forfeitures of almost $2 million and didn't pay most of it, come shining into Wisconsin and go, all right, give me copies of the ballots. Look, I don't like these ballots. And Voss is backing them up, and Gableman will back them up, and these retired cops will back them up. They're going to scare the heck out of people. That's the idea. So that's overturn the 2020 election. Is to basically overturn the 2024 election is what it is. Yeah, why should they go out and say to Mark of the Sack, yeah, look at their signature. It doesn't look quite, it looks squiggly. Hey, get out of here. It's already been audited by the correct authorities. At the very least, you could, as I've said, charge them in advance for any voting machines and any ballots. But let me tell you something else. They shouldn't get any voting machines or ballots, any of them. Merrick Garland should get in here, get his U.S. attorneys and stop this. This is a presidential election. It's against the federal law to turn over voting machines and ballots to uncertified people. There are authorities that do this, subject to judicial review, not freelancers, not emptying the prisons of Mississippi. Emptying the prisons of Mississippi. I don't want to see those folk. I don't want them in their kind. Don't want them up here. Really don't want them up here. There is a funny, speaking of not Mississippi, but Alabama, funny thing happened. They had a guy named Roy Moore. He was the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Very right-wing, nutty guy. Refused to obey a federal order to take down the Ten Commandments from his courtroom. Ran for the Senate. Got beaten by Doug Jones. Who served a term. Roy Moore was the guy when he was DA would go through the malls looking for teenage girls. He had you know what he did? He had an injunction against him saying he couldn't go to the mall. The DA couldn't go to the mall. Anyway, you know who Sacha Baron Cohen is? You know, subsequent movie film, you know, Make Good Kyrgyzstan or whatever it was, Kazakhstan. And, you know, he's a funny, nutty guy. He is a cinema troll. He's a cinema troll. He's a troll. Absolute troll. Well, he impersonated an Israeli TV interviewer, called up Moore, said, we want to give you an award. Moore was all pleased. He and his wife gave the interview. And halfway through, Cohen said, By the way, we have invented a pedophile detector. And so you have been falsely accused. And so we're going to see if it goes off in your presence. And then you'll be exonerated. And Moore said, oh, that's great. And he pulls out this weird contraption and it goes crazy. And Cohen says, well, it must have malfunctioned. And they sued Cohen for libel and a judge just dismissed it. He signed an anti-fraud waiver. It said, if I'm being defrauded in this interview, I waive damages. He signs this thing and then he goes through it. And his wife was barred her claim by the First Amendment. You know, some of these folks on the far right are out of their minds. Go to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andy?
Well, Matt, when you had the 6 o'clock national news on, it seems as though George W. Bush commented that we shouldn't have left, we shouldn't be pulling out of Afghanistan. In my opinion, we should have never been in there in the first place. Didn't we learn anything from Vietnam? I'm just wondering what you've heard or what you think about that whole situation.
You know, you're right. And George W. Bush, everybody says, oh, he doesn't look so bad compared to Trump. He's terrible. He was terrible. He ginned up the invasion of Iraq to save himself in the polls because there's a lot of news that he'd been a cocaine abuser until his father became vice president. He didn't deny it. In fact, you know, on one of the late night shows, they had a picture of a limousine coming up and he gets out of the limousine and all this white powder, everybody laughs. He was dead in the polls. So he invades Iraq, lied about weapons of mass destruction. When it came to Afghanistan, there you had Osama bin Laden hiding there. I agree with going after him and killing him. He orchestrated 9/11. We should have done a lot more than we did. Saudi Arabia was behind that. There's more than 20 pages of classified documents showing Saudi Arabian government involvement that's never been disclosed. And I'm very tired of that. Okay. But you're right. Staying there 20 years? 20 years? It's been 20 years. Listen, Britain invaded Afghanistan in the 19th century and they got driven out. The Ruskies invaded Afghanistan in the 80s and they got driven out. We're not driven out, but you go over there and our guys occasionally get shot in the back by people who put on Afghan army uniforms and they're Taliban sympathizers. We should not be in Afghanistan. We should have killed Osama bin Laden and that was correct. And after that, out. They have a defective culture. They abuse their women. It's terrible. And that's true throughout the Islamic world. But what we've got to do now is, and this is Biden's really a masterstroke, Russia is afraid of Afghanistan, the Taliban. China is afraid of the Taliban. Iran's afraid of the Taliban. Afghanistan has a border with Iran and China. It has a border with Tajikistan, which is a former member of the Soviet Union. They're all petrified that you're going to have these jihadist Taliban get into Moscow, get into Uyghur territory in Western China, and get into Iran and killing people because they believe in racial and sectarian killing. They believe in the forced conversion or murder of host populations. And so what's happening is they're all now criticizing. George W. Bush isn't the only guy criticizing them. Suddenly, the United States, suddenly Russia, China, and Iran are saying we ran. We got out of there after 20 years. John McCain said we should be there 100 years. 100 years? Why? Because somebody has a defective culture. We're supposed to be there 100 years? No. We give stern warning. We kill the people that terrorize us. And then you can stay there, but don't even think of coming against the United States. And now suddenly Russia, China, and Iran, who have skin in the game, are worried about this cancer. It's a brilliant stroke by Biden. George W. Bush is trying to clean up his sorry record, sorry nasty record, ginned up false invasion of Iraq. So don't get me started, Andy. Thank you so much for calling in. Again, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.